answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
It's the job of the California governor to protect every single Californian. The sanctuary state policy is designed to make sure that our state resources, the taxpayer dollars, the public servants that we have, are focusing on doing their jobs, which is not cooperating with the federal immigration authorities. These are Californians. They contribute to our economy, they pay taxes, and they're one of the only ways that our state has been growing in recent years.
There, she said it out loud. She is the out loud. She's a Democrat candidate, Katie Porter, for the governor's position, acknowledging we count on illegals. They're the only reason we're growing in the state of California. And, of course, they want them in there. So when it comes to census counting, we can show we have a bigger population. And we believe that these illegals will, in turn, turn around and vote for us. That's the whole idea. I mean, that's their game plan. It's been their game plan from the beginning. They want to make sure that they can stay in control. And the way they do that is, again, to try to control the voting. And there are so many questions being raised about the voting now. You just cannot imagine. Because if you start looking at what's happening, not just in California, but all the blue sanctuary cities and states, they are looking for ways to how do we possibly get a chance to raise our standards by going to the people and getting them to vote for us. You're not going to get them to do that because they want nothing to do with you. And yet they're going to continue. In fact, there's talk about that maybe Trump is considering an amnesty-type program. Now, before you start jumping off the cliff over this, we will try to take a look at it and break it down for you. Thank you for joining us for hour number two, Larry Connors USA, starting right here on May 7, 2026. And this date, as we were pointing out in the previous year, marks the date of the official German unconditional surrender. If you missed that story, I really encourage you to go back and pull up our first hour. Our podcasts of every program are available at News Talk STL, and available at LarryConnorsUSA.com and Larry Connors USA Facebook. And I'll remind you again that when we are on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. I encourage you to do so because it's a great way to see what's going on and what happens in some cases, obviously, is we have people at this point that do not understand what is at stake. There's not much I can do to help people at that point. If they don't understand how much is at stake in this nation, they are lost. Either they're clueless or they're not paying attention. And I don't know which is worse. The ones who are clueless, the ones not paying attention, will be easily sucked up into the vacuum of the leftist vortex of lies and more lies and more lies. But here is a Democrat Porter, Katie Porter, saying illegals are the backbone of California. We want them to be here. And on the debate stage, every one of those Democrats basically acknowledge, yeah, we want to continue to be a sanctuary state, that we would do well to do that. It means good things for us. And it is not going to go well for them, but they don't care. They're basically putting, and she is saying the quiet part out loud to California residents. We don't care about you native-born Americans living in California. We care more about the illegals. And one of the governor candidates for California governor to replace Newsom, and the only reason he's not running, he's termed out. Plus, he's got his eyes on the Oval Office. God help us if that happens. But Tom Steyer is a billionaire that's throwing all kinds of money into this race. And he thinks he can win because he's got a lot of money to do it. Well, he might well, because there are enough people out there that are willing to suck up to him. And that's all a guy like that needs. Suck up to me. Because if you're here for me, then I can carry this out. When I look at what they're trying to do right now, we should all be offended by it. And I don't see even any some of the leftist Democrats offended. They just, yeah, let's all go along to get along. Hey, welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. May 7, 2026, with Larry Connors, USA, every hour. You're not just going to get news, analysis, and commentary, but education. And in fact, later in this hour, a longtime Democrat, you're going to recognize the guy's name, longtime Democrat. I believe he said he's been with the Democrat Party since 15 or 17, even before he could vote. He was out campaigning for a Democrat candidate. That's how much he believed Democrats are the answer. But now looks at what happens and what's going on in his Democrat Party. And I might add the fact that he's also Jewish. But we got a lot of Democrats, quote, that are Jewish. Chuck Schumer, leader of the Senate, minority leader, thank God. Governor Pritzker, we had on yesterday. Illinois governor, he's Jewish. You didn't know that? Well, some people don't like him because he's Jewish. I don't like him because of his policies. I'm not going to dislike anyone because of their religious affiliation or their politics unless that involves destroying me and my family. And then, yeah, I got a break point with that guy. But you're going to hear from this longtime Democrat state basically this. I'm out. Democrats scare me. This is a long-standing Democrat saying Democrats scare me. And our border security czar, Holman, is telling sanctuary state Hochul in New York, and this goes for any sanctuary state, Governor Pritzker, and whomever ends up running the state of California. Our border czar, Tom Holman.
Well, Governor Hochul, I'm not asking either. I said it, we're going to do it. You know, she wants to sign legislation. She supports this legislation. It's going to lock us out of jails. It's going to end 287G agreements. And it's going to prevent us from arresting a criminal alien in safety and security of a jail. We have partnerships in New York, you know, throughout the state. Not everywhere, but she wants to end the partnerships we currently have, which means now we got to send a whole team to look for a criminal that we could arrest in the safety and security of a jail, which is safer for the officer, safer for the alien, certainly safer for the community. So you're forcing us into the neighborhoods to find this person, which means since we lost the efficiencies of the jails that you want to lock us out of, now we got to send a whole team out there to find this person. So, of course, we're going to increase manpower a lot. And not only that, she says she wants to protect the migrant communities. Really? Because now we arrest an illegal alien. We can't rent a bed from any of the sheriffs in New York State. So what are we going to do? We're going to arrest that illegal alien. We're going to fly them to Texas, Arizona, to one of our intensive facilities there, away from their families, away from their attorneys. This is what we have to do because she forces us in this position. And we're going to do it. They're not going to stop us. They can put all the roadblocks they want, but we're going to do this job.
We're going to do the job as well they should. We do not want these people to continue to destroy our nation because they think they should have rights like any and everyone else, which brings me to the point I was raising earlier. There is talk that maybe there will be a way that an argument underway, that we will find a way to bring about basically an opportunity for the left to find a way to work with the right when I say the left, I'm talking about sensible right and sensible left as well, to find an amnesty program. This talk continues to escalate. Now, don't go off the deep cliff on this thing. Ronald Reagan had done the same thing, thinking it would be the last time. But Holman points out that Trump is currently being lobbied by cabinet members of his own cabinet. We need to kind of approve a migrant amnesty. And Holman said Trump is talking to advisors about trying to come up with some form of legal status for many illegal immigrants. There is a pro-migration survey, a reporter at CBS, who asked Holman directly, "Would you support a compromise, sir, that involves giving legal status, amnesty, to the millions who are here illegally but otherwise law-abiding?" And Holman said, "I'm not going to get ahead of the president on that." That I agree. He said, "I work for the president." The reporter, who is a Colombian-born migrant reporter, interrupted to ask, "Well, something has to be done to address that population, talking about the illegal migrant, or is it a solution to deport them all?" And again, Holman said, "I'm not going to get ahead of the president. He is talking to various members of his cabinet. Discussions are underway. I'm involved in some, but not others. I'm not going to get ahead of the president." Many different polls show that Trump's base does strongly oppose amnesty and illegal migration. But opposition is increasingly building on recognition that migration moves money from ordinary people towards the elite in the stock market. You know, they're looking at the dollar signs again instead of the people behind it. And polls show that Trump base and his base increasingly oppose legalized migration that Congress grants to business donors who want to profit from additional wage-cutting migrant workers, taxpayer consumers, apartment-sharing renters. The president of the Oversight Project said, "Mass deportation is the glue that keeps our beautiful coalition together, but there are business groups bitterly opposing. Other investors obviously looking for cheap labor." And I can't stress to you enough, that's why Trump has made so many gains in the minority community, because they realize if they come in here, they're going to take the jobs we have. And that's true, they'll work cheaper. But if they're talking about those who are not committing crimes, maybe we should just look away. They broke the law coming into the country. If you work out any kind of amnesty program for it, then I want to start taxing them. I want them to pay, and they're going to have to do certain things to qualify. And they're going to have to work for citizenship, and they're going to have to learn the English language. If you went to France or Germany and you want to become a citizen of that nation, you damn well would be required to learn their language. In fact, you'd want to, so you know what people are saying about you as you walk past them. In the meantime, back to Iran, Trump continues to press for peace, but he's not giving up on the key issue.
Well, they're militarily defeated. In their own minds, maybe they don't know that, but I think they do because I deal with them. And we cannot ever let Iran have a nuclear weapon. But they are militarily defeated. They have no Navy. They have no Air Force. They have no anti-aircraft weaponry. They have no radar. They have no leaders. Their leaders are gone. It's very interesting because, you know, they make a deal and then they break it. Then they make a deal, they break it. It's a difficult group. But from a military standpoint, I mean, if we left today, it would take them 20 years to rebuild.
20 years to rebuild, but that is if someone's not coming in to help them. And that is if you keep in mind that every dime they get goes to actually rebuilding their country for their people, as opposed to, again, trying to hold them down, put their boot on the back of their neck. Minnesota Congressman Emmer says right now Donald Trump is stronger than ever.
Educating kids, and it's important to to be healthy and to be active and get out and compete and just expose yourself to as many sports and activities as you possibly can. I mean, just the interaction I had with all the kids today, getting able to throw a couple fastballs, do some pull-ups, just get out in the sunshine and the White House lawn was just an amazing experience. And I mean, I've always been a huge fan of President Trump, and I met him for the first time today.
Oh, is that your first time? Yeah, I didn't realize that. You acted like you were old buddies.
A dream come true. It's just like I'm riding this bliss in this moment, in this interview with you right now, and I just really don't quite understand the negativity or the pessimism he gets with the media and some of the population of this nation, because he's just such a patriotic guy and he cares so much about everybody and just the health of this nation and the health of this world.
But the hate outweighs any good the man has done. The hate outweighs love of America. There's no way to counter that. I will go back and quote Martin Luther King Jr. Hate does not drive out hate. Love drives out hate. These folks on the other side, they're incapable of hate. They relish every assault attempt upon Donald Trump. I'll give you some more examples before we wrap up this hour. But Secretary of State Rubio making it very clear, we're not going to be firing on Iran unless they shoot at us first.
Now, what's really important for you to report and for everyone to understand is this is not an offensive operation. This is a defensive operation. And what that means is very simple. There's no shooting unless we're shot at first. Okay, we're not attacking them. We're not. But if they're attacking us or they're attacking a ship, you need to respond to that. You're not going to let some fast boat come up on a ship and shoot it up. We're going to respond to it, and we've been successful at it. I don't know what the exact number is, but I know a number of those fast boats have now been targeted, and will continue to be if they pose a threat to our forces. We'll shoot down drones, we'll shoot down missiles, but it's defensive in nature. This is defensive. So if you hear stories about attacks and launching of firing back and forth, it's not back and forth. We are only responding if attacked first. This is a defensive operation, and that's what's occurring here.
Defensive. Trump had said, we're no longer going to escort the ships through. We're going to continue to block the ports of Iran so nothing comes or goes directly from their port on their mainland or Karg Island, but we're not going to escort ships to the strait. And everything may be good until Iran shoots at one of them or shoots at one of our Navy ships. And so far, they haven't. I think the message has been delivered. Doesn't mean that it's going to hold up. More to come. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying gazoons height, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. Meguiar Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, Meguiar is a household name because Meguiar understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend Meguiar Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. MeguiarMoving.com. John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
I feel like I'm in 1932 Berlin at the standing up against what was going on. Not 1938. I'm not saying 1938, but in 1932, before the election of Hitler as chancellor, the universities were turning against Jews. If there was Israel, they'd have been turning against Israel. And I feel I'm one of the few people who am standing up against my old party. Look, I became a Democrat when I was 14 years old. I used to go with a loudspeaker and campaign for a guy named Philip Schuppler, who was running for assembly on the Democratic ticket. So I've been a Democrat for 70 years. I now am strongly opposed to that party. I want them defeated in every single election.
Amen, amen. Alan Dershowitz, Harvard Law Professor Emeritus, long-term Democrat, turning his back on the Democrat Party. And it's very clear, this is not the Democrat Party of yesterday. We all expect political parties to evolve. This one's disintegrated. I've been running a commentary today talking about how divided they are and what they're trying to do and how they get way over exaggerating on things. Now, Donald Trump is big about exaggerating as well. As I pointed out in the commentary, I was born in Texas. I was born with a BS degree. I'm capable of coming over the top on anyone on any lie or fabrication or exaggeration, believe me. Because in Texas, I mean, we've got the biggest of the big, and we got the smallest of the small. The longest of the long, the shortest of the short. It's always a superlative. It's not, but that's what we say. And the idiot left buys into this because if it came from their party leaders that they respect, they go along with it. And when former President Barack Obama, in an interview with Politico the other day, said, I disagree with this rift between Democrats, the Democrat base, or maybe he just said Democrats, and the far left. He said, I think they're closer together than what we're led to believe. Not listening to Dershowitz, he represents more of the base of what they had. They're not any closer. They're farther apart. And he said, I think we'll all come together on Election Day. Yeah, right. He believes they're all already, even though they oppose each other, and even they have filed suit against a congressional PAC committee, Democrat PAC committee, because they believe they're supporting the wrong candidates. Their candidates are not progressive enough. He thinks they will all find a way to come together. On the other hand, political strategist James Cobble of Louisiana, Cajun, who helped get Bill Clinton from the Arkansas White House all the way to the big house at Oval Office. He insists, the Democrat Party is dysfunctional, fractured, and he compares the party to a bunch of clowns, cracked out clowns in a car. All smoking crack. Is that a reference to Biter Hun? Biter Hunter? What have you heard from him lately? The last I saw that he filed a lawsuit against the lawyers representing him. You know why? Because he hasn't paid them. Oh, surprise, surprise. He's no longer getting all the money from Burisma and everything else. But the crime, Biden crime family syndicate has probably socked away a lot of money. I've not seen the mortgages go upside down or come after the Biden estates. They're probably already paid off. But there will be more to uncover. And I saw yesterday, and I'm trying to find where I saw it. Jerome tells me he saw this maybe predicted some time ago, or maybe it was official then, but the Department of Justice deciding it is not going to pursue charges against Dr. Fauci. What? You're not going to go after him for any charges, anything from perjury to criminal action above and beyond and what he did to this nation? Now, the DOJ is under Acting Attorney General Blanche and basically under President Trump. But deep, deep down in the bowels, somebody is trying to put a fix in. Let's just forget Fauci. Let's forget it happened. You want to tell all of those who lost loved ones, who died alone because their family could not be with them, and what we've done to our children and their education and maybe long-term health effects? When Fauci was lying every step of the way? Once again, Alan Dershowitz turning his back on that Democrat Party.
They are against America. They're against Israel. They're against Jews. And the leading people against the Jews are other Jews. Thank God for Christians and Muslims who support Israel. Israel cannot count on its Jewish population. Many support Israel. Most support Israel. But some of its most vociferous opponents, organizations like Jewish Voice for Peace, which isn't Jewish and doesn't have a voice and is against peace. But, they are leading the campaign against Israel, along with a group like the Natura Karta, very, very ultra-Orthodox anti-Zionists who support Iran, who want Iran to get a nuclear bomb. These are just self-defeating, self-hating idiots. And I'm going to stand up against them. I'm 87 years old. I don't have the strength I had when I was 47, but I'm going to use every bit of strength I have to oppose the Democrats.
Good for him. Good for him. And I hope others join him. In the meantime, another example where the left leans right now, House Democrat leader, Congresswoman Pramila Yayapal, admitting, I've been talking to ambassadors from Mexico and other countries to get oil to Cuba. She said in January, Donald Trump signed an executive order declaring a national emergency over threats to the American people posed by Cuba. They were getting oil from Venezuela, remember? Trump put an end to that. And, of course, he wants to issue additional, he has issued an executive order threatening tariffs on any country that does supply Cuba. Now, according to her, the crisis is beyond imagination. Just this past Friday, May 1st, Trump signed a broad executive order widening the sanctions, allowing new penalties similar to what we have for Iran and Russia and against any foreign banks and firms dealing with Cuba. It also reinforces the ban on U.S. tourism. Oh, that's so sad. You won't be able to go to the communist nation anymore. I did think about, once it opened up again, going down just to see it. But I lost interest. I can get Cuban cigars through another route. Can't tell you, but I can. She said, I called these sanctions an economic bombing of the infrastructure of Cuba. Now, I raise a question. By me buying cigars through another route, Cuban Havana cigars, am I supporting Cuba? I'm supporting some of the people. I don't know who's at the top that might be taking some off the top. I'm sure the tobacco growers and the cigar makers are not getting that much money. Maybe I should do like a customs officer threatened to do to me one time when we came back from a trip to the Caribbean, said, "You buy Cuban cigars down there?" And I didn't. I wanted to. I wanted to bring some home to my dad. He said, "Oh, I wish you had." He said, "You know what I like to do? I like to take those cigars and cut them into 4-inch length." 4 inches? You know, get a roach clip, I could probably still smoke some of that thing. Maybe tape it together to start, see if it'll breathe through. And then you get another member who used to be a, quote, far right commentator going left.
I care about affordability. I care about foreign interventions. I care about the border. I'm a non-woke moderate Democrat. I think the GOP needs to be destroyed. I think the corrupt criminal government of Trump needs to be slowed down. We need to impeach the orange. It's time to put this nigga in a peach. Trump needs to be placed inside of a crystal. He needs to be impeached. This fat orange, tiny hands needs to be impeached. And then in 28, no Vance, no Rubio. We have to burn down the whole party.
That is Nick Fuentes, used to be far right, now a moderate Democrat. I don't think that's moderate, but that's what he calls himself. And he says Trump should be impeached and the GOP party destroyed. I don't see anything about that that is a moderate Democrat. As a Republican, conservative, I don't really want to see the base Democrat Party destroyed. I believe it's good for the country to have opposing parties, a check and balance. But the Democrat Party has been hijacked by the left. And now apparently a far right Nick Fuentes has been hijacked. You imagine he's getting a little something, something. I would imagine he is. And then there are the continuing threats of violence against President Trump. And everybody says, I don't know why. Who's preaching for violence? The Democrat left. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com. Meguiar Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, Meguiar is a household name because Meguiar understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend Meguiar Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. MeguiarMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, they used to make a living off of bathtub gin. When the hippie showed up, weed was in. Well, they profit off of weakness and they always have. Now meth is a recipe for cold hard cash. Something's cooking and it just ain't right.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. I have told you for years now, pay attention to what is happening in Europe because it will come to our borders. And in particular, the illegal migration, illegal infiltration, or in some cases in Germany, when they opened the door and said, yeah, come on in. And of course, Joe Biden opened our southern border. Come on in. Thank you, Joe Biden. But what we have seen is changing the face of Europe. They do truly have no-go zones in various countries, in France, in England, and in Germany. And other countries are talking about building a border wall or fence to keep the illegals from entering their country. They don't want all the migrants. A lot of them come out of Africa. Russia helps them get there. They want to infiltrate because a lot of the folks coming in are jihadist, not just Muslim, but jihadist, or at least they're close enough to being radicalized. They're not coming to be part of the existing community to assimilate into the European culture. They're coming to destroy it and cause chaos. I want to read something to you in a report issued by Sebastian Gorka. He's a security editor at Breitbart News, overseeing the National States Counterterrorism Strategy. The document reads this. Are you listening? Are you listening? The world is safer. The world is safer when Europe is strong. But Europe is greatly threatened and is both a terror target and an incubator of terrorist threats. Look how they responded, reference NATO in helping the U.S. with the blockade of the Hormuz Strait. All they talked about, said, we're going to talk about getting a group of willing partners to come together and help. They never did a thing other than jaw and drink brandy. That's it. Oh, and probably tea. Gorka continued to note, terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda and the Islamic States, criminal gangs, even hybrid threats posed by rogue states have infiltrated Europe. In fact, adding that Europe allowed itself to become infiltrated, allowing the threat to surge. Does that not reflect what we've seen in this nation? We saw it happening in Europe, and we went ahead and thought, oh yeah, that looks good. You're an idiot. And he goes on to say, groups have freely explained Europe's weak borders and diminished counterterrorism resources are turning Europe into a permissive operating environment for plotting against Europeans and, of course, Americans. And he adds, it's unacceptable that wealthy NATO allies can serve as financial, logistic, and recruitment hubs for terrorists. Europe, he said, still has an opportunity to change its individual and collective terrorism, that it recognizes this actual threat and takes action now. It is clear to all that well-organized hostile groups exploit open borders and related globalist ideas. Of course they would. If you were the leader of a terrorist group, isn't that where exactly you would be doing? getting as many of your infiltrators, your cells, inside our nation. Oh, and then don't forget the anchor babies. That China has basically has a million babies now in China who were born in the USA, which under our born on the soil ruling and acceptance in this nation, the only nation to do that, makes them an American. They can come back another time and bring their families with them. You think that won't swing the vote and the future of America? Of course it will. Sebastian Gorka concludes, the more these alien cultures grow, the longer current European policies persist. The more terrorism is guaranteed. At the birthplace of Western culture, or rather as the birthplace of Western culture and values, Europe must act now and halt its willful decline. And it is willful. But his point being that right now they are an incubator for the terrorist. I got to tell you, I have really no interest in visiting London anymore. I aren't anywhere in there. I just wouldn't go. Because I don't know if I'm dealing with true Europeans, true Englishmen, Frenchmen, Germans, or terrorists. And it happens also inside our nation, obviously with terrorists and terrorist gangs, but it also happens on law enforcement areas. 13 Washington, D.C. police officers, including some high-ranking police officers, have been suspended. You know why? There'd been an internal investigation about how the department has been formulating crime stats. Remember, we have pointed out this before. A lot of states and cities fudged on their crime reports, or they wouldn't return them in at all because they did not want to give them to the FBI. They didn't want to show how much crime has gone up. They only put out the figures if they went down. So the interim police chief, Jeffrey Carroll, announced the suspensions yesterday. It's seen as the first part in a sometimes lengthy process of terminating their employment. According to the investigation so far, they found that numerous crime numbers were reduced, placing intense pressure on district commanders to produce even lower crime stats. You were low last time, you better be lower this time. And when, in fact, if you're not, well, then drop the number again. This is like asking for a budget. Well, we have money left over in the last budget. Don't tell them. Tell them we need even more money. Only this is going in reverse. By the way, when we're talking about the effect of what's happening in Europe, and this is not just terrorist activities. This is the socialist progressive attitude. Nurseries in Wales have been instructed to report incidents of toddlers engaging in racist behavior to the police. To taxpayer guidelines backed by the Welsh Labour-run British government. An extensive list of instructions for children workers to respond to racist incidents involving babies, toddlers, children, 12 and under, if anything constitutes a hate crime. Kids are kids. The other kid has a toy, the other kid wants. They don't care what the color of the kid is. They want the toy back. They want the toy. They're going to start classifying a lot of those as hate crimes. And yet in this nation, we cannot seem to understand what real hate is. I mean, we do, but we continue to turn a blind eye to it. Do you know what they did in the House of Democrats in Minnesota? They were taking a vote. The vote would require that all voters in the state be U.S. citizens. Now, that seems to be a common thought, right? But no, they want illegals in Minnesota. But they went a step farther. There was also a vote to ensure that all state voters are alive. Alive. That should pass, right? Oh, no. No, Democrats voted to keep deceased people on the voter rolls in the Minnesota House. They want dead people not just walking, but voting. That's how they, quote, win, end of quote, an election. You don't think you need the Pass Safe America Act when it comes to our voting? Here's a perfect example. In Minnesota, they're going to let dead people vote, not just in state and local elections, but federal elections. This person's been dead. Oh, no, they should get a vote. Every person gets a vote in our nation, but they're a dead person, but they're allowed to vote. To hell they are. Disney star Mark Hamill just posed with President Barack Obama to promote his presidential library in Chicago. And he pointed to a photo of President Trump in a grave. I don't know that this was in the library or if he brought it. I can't believe it's actually in the library, the Obama library. And then again, I think I guess it could be. The caption with the photo of a Donald Trump in a grave had a category, or rather had a sign that read, "If only." If only. Hamill said, if only he should have lived long enough to witness his inevitable devastating loss in the midterms, he'd be held accountable for his unprecedented corruption, impeached and convicted and humiliated. He posted that along as Blue Sky posted Trump in a grave saying, long enough to realize he's disgraced in the history books forevermore. The Don, the con. Well, of course, the post went live. Host Jimmy Kimmel repeated the joke last week about Trump dying anyway, saying President Melania Trump is looking like an expectant widow. That was before the shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. So he said, no, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about their age difference, that he's more likely to die than her. Yeah, but you were egging on the fact that let's see Trump dead. And Mark Hamill from Star Wars flashing a photo of President Trump in a grave with a caption that said, if only. That's an out-and-out call for an assassination. Again, that is greater than James Comey's shells on the seashore, which he just found and he didn't know the meaning of. If you can and you're going to indict him, then I say you go after Mark Hamill and others have done worse. I know it's free speech. And that's why I said I'm not in favor of going after Comey the way we have with this grand jury. And I really would not be in favor of going after Mark Hamill for using a picture and titling it with Trump in a grave, if only. Just because I'm on the right side or conservative and independent does not mean I want to buy into the theory that shut down everything that I don't like. That is fascism, my friend. That is fascism. And yet the left thinks that Trump is a fascist. And they continue to tell anything and every story they want. And of course, we continue to have men and women downrange in the theater of harm, in harm's way, in the Iranian Strait of Hormuz area. But again, Secretary of State Rubio driving home the point why we are there is not just for access of gas and oil or any transport ships. There's a bigger issue on the table.
The president basically said is that Iran can't have a nuclear weapon because they would use it against places that have a lot of Catholics and Christians and others for that matter. It goes back to the central point. I think the president, without trying to speak for him, but I think I can characterize it this way. He doesn't understand why anybody, leave aside the Pope, the president, and I, for that matter, I think most people, I cannot understand why anyone would think that it's a good idea for Iran to ever have a nuclear weapon. Look what they're doing with the Straits right now. They're holding the whole world hostage. They have these sailors, you know, on commercial ships that are going to starve to death out there. They don't care. They don't care that this is melting down the economies around the world, even of their own allies. This is what they're doing with the Straits. What do you think they would do if they had a nuclear weapon? They would hold the world hostage with that nuclear weapon. That's what they would do. They would do exactly to the world with a nuclear weapon what they're doing now with the Straits. And I think the president's point is how anyone cannot see that as an unacceptable outcome and an unacceptable risk is beyond him. It's puzzling. And someone has to do something about it. The difference between this president and like the six presidents that preceded him were that he's the only one that's actually been willing to do something about it. Everyone says Iran can't have a nuclear weapon, but you got to do something about it at some point. And he's been willing to address that threat. And that's what he promised he would do when he got elected, by the way, is address threats like this.
And Rubio did meet with the Pope at the Vatican, and I'm sure that was part of their discussion. And I'm sure he drove home the point that to the Pope, you do realize the Vatican and Catholics would be wiped out as well. Do you understand that? You want to turn the other cheek? I don't think so. And one of the targets would be the entire state of Israel. In the meantime, the Iranian president speaking publicly for the first time after a meeting of the new supreme leader, which we haven't seen in public since he took office. But the Iranian president said, I had the pleasure of meeting our leader. We spoke with him for nearly 2.5 hours. First of all, I should tell you that his views and the way he interacted were truly sincere and humble. For a leader to treat someone in such a manner, he truly had a demeanor. In other words, suggesting he's not somebody like Trump. Boisterous. Maybe not. But he's also wanting to have a nuclear weapon. China, by the way, has ordered companies to disregard any U.S. sanctions targeting Iranian oil. They want to continue to see oil flow from Iran to China because China gets 80% of its oil and gas from there, and they will give Iran money for it. And we say, no way. Join us again tomorrow, and remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.